Good afternoon. This is KTOO, and I'm Clarice Larson. Thank you so much for tuning in. Juneau residents will see a hike in their utility rates beginning tomorrow. That's after the Juneau Assembly voted in June to increase residential water and sewer rates by 5% this fiscal year. The rate will continue to increase by 5% annually for the next 5 years. City officials say the increments are needed to help offset hundreds of millions of dollars in replacements and repair needs for the city's water and sewer system in the coming decade. Juneau's utility rates have gone up 2% each year since 2020, but those increases haven't kept pace with inflation or maintenance needs. The increases approved by the Assembly in June are higher than that, but still much less lower than the Juneau Water Utilities Division originally proposed and what studies recommend. The Assembly recently voted down a ballot question for this year's election that would have asked voters to help fund the repairs using $8 million in bond debt to offset more drastic rate hikes down the line. Members decided to postpone the question, potentially for next year's election.
A Juneau man was medevaced to Seattle this week after being slammed into the ground by a Juneau police officer. According to a press release from the department today, the incident took place last night. Police say the man is 49 years old, but do not name him. According to the department, the incident took place after officers responded to a report of a woman fighting with a man outside of the Douglas Library. It says the woman threw water on the man's face and made racial comments. According to the police, an officer was attempting to place her under arrest and into the vehicle when a friend of hers appeared and continued to yell at the man. Police say the man then aggressively came toward an officer. Police say the officer attempted to place the man under arrest and into handcuffs, but he resisted and was, quote, taken to the ground. A video of the incident has circulated online. It shows an officer arresting a woman before panning to a man and another officer in front of a vehicle. The officer stands behind the man who is leaning over the vehicle. After a few seconds, it appears the officer wraps both arms around the man and slams them both into the ground. The video shows the man's head hitting the concrete sidewalk. He remains there unmoving for the duration of the video. Police say the man was initially brought to Bartlett Regional Hospital with a head injury before being transported to Seattle. The man's current condition was not shared. The department did not immediately respond to requests for more information. According to police, the incident is currently under investigation. And Monday was the first chance for residents to testify to the Juneau Assembly about whether to implement a ranked choice voting system for local elections. The spokesperson for the Alaska Division of Elections says it is not aware of any cities in Alaska that have adopted ranked choice voting for municipal elections. If approved, Juneau could be the first. Alaska uses a ranked choice voting system for statewide elections. Voters approved it in 2020 and used it for the first time in 2022. The system allows voters to rank candidates by preference in open primaries rather than partisan primaries. Supporters of the system say it helps reduce political polarization and fosters bipartisanship. But some testifiers at the meeting disagreed, like Angela Rodell. She unsuccessfully ran for mayor last election and questioned why the change is necessary.
At a time when public trust in our local election process is being tested, this ordinance does not move us towards greater transparency, confidence, or affordability. Instead, it is the opposite. It proposes a fundamental change to our voting process without first answering a critical question. What is the problem we're trying to solve with this?
According to data from the state's Division of Elections, Juneau voters appear to support ranked choice voting. The capital city overwhelmingly voted against an effort to repeal the state system last election, which only very narrowly failed statewide. Advocates are already attempting to repeal it in the 2026 state election. Downtown resident Catherine Reardon says she thinks it makes sense for Juneau.
I think that it's very appropriate, given the nonpartisan nature of our municipal government system, to have ranked choice voting. I think it encourages candidates to work constructively together, although they are opponents, which is essential for a smooth operation of our local government.
It's too late for the system to be used in this October's municipal election, but it could be implemented in time for next year. Residents will have another chance to testify on the proposed ordinance before the Assembly votes at its next regular meeting on August 18th. And the impending glacial outburst flood in Juneau's Mendenhall Valley is raising tensions. At a public meeting yesterday, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers said a permanent solution is years away. But as KTOO's Alex Solomon reports, residents in the flood zone said they need a solution to feel safe in their neighborhoods, and fast.
Dominic Walsh's home on Northland Street flooded last year. The temporary levee the city put up this year is meant to protect his home until there's a permanent fix. But he doesn't feel confident in that.
I mean, I don't feel any safer with the HESCO barriers. Maybe a little bit, but not really.
Walsh says he's spent all year recovering from the last flood and preparing for the next one. And it's challenging to imagine that he'll be living with that anxiety for several more years while the federal process unfolds. Craig Loken lives on Emily Way, a street that got hit hard by the flood last August. He says the Army Corps' slow approach is painful to watch.
If it takes 10 years, there won't be anybody left in the valley to benefit from all these studies.
His family has lived in the valley for three generations, but he says they're thinking about moving away, depending on how this long-term solution pans out. The Mendenhall Glacier and Lake are on federal land, so anything built there is under federal jurisdiction. The Army Corps is starting with a technical study to gather all the physical data about the valley. Congress allocated nearly $5 million to it, and officials say it will take a few years to finish. That study will inform another report called a feasibility study. That's where the Army Corps weighs each option and picks one. It could take another couple of years and millions of dollars more. After that, engineers have to design the solution they picked, which could take another couple of years. Then the Army Corps has to build it. Leif Hamus is chief project manager in the Civil Works branch of the Army Corps in Alaska. During Wednesday's meeting at Thunder Mountain Middle School, he explained that the building timeline depends on how big the project is, but that this is a top priority in his office.
We do look for ways to go faster, save time, get us there quicker, but from sort of where we are today to physical construction is multiple years, you know, 6, 7, 10-ish years is not an unreasonable timeline.
Add it all up, and Mendenhall Valley residents can expect a decade or more before there's a permanent fix. Hamus says the Army Corps staff can't change the agency's process because it's grounded in federal laws. But Aaron Stockdale, chief of the planning section of the Army Corps, told residents to speak up since Congress has the power to make things move quicker.
The just build it avenue is not common, but I will say the squeaky wheel gets the grease.
One idea got more attention at the meeting than any other, a dam on Mendenhall Lake. Dave Hanna has lived in Juneau his whole life. Although his place on Auk Lake isn't in the flood zone, he says glacial outburst floods are the most devastating issue Juneau is facing. And he thinks a dam is a simple fix. He went up to the microphone and told the Army Corps as much.
Find out what you've got to build on and then figure out how to build it, because we can't wait 7 years. We just can't.
And many residents agree with him. Bob Deering lives on the Mendenhall River and is a retired engineer who once worked at the Army Corps. He thinks a dam is the only viable solution and says that the process they've laid out is too slow.
Frankly, it's unacceptable. I mean, everybody's going through all this stress right now with the flood, you know, looming above us, and we're going to go through that for another 10 years.
Suicide Basin is expected to be full around mid-August. But National Weather Service forecasters don't yet know exactly when it will unleash the next flood. In Juneau, I'm Alex Solomon.
And Alaska's U.S. District Court should have three judges to hear cases. But for the past year, it has only had one. And Alaska's U.S. senators have not agreed on how to select new candidates for the court. Now, Senator Lisa Murkowski says there's been progress. Alaska Public Media's Washington correspondent Liz Ruskin reports.
By tradition, U.S. senators play a big role in who will serve as federal judges in their states. They typically forward a list of their preferred applicants to the White House for nomination, and then the Senate holds hearings and a confirmation vote. The nomination to fill Alaska's court vacancies stalled as Murkowski and Senator Dan Sullivan disagreed on a selection process. But Murkowski says the senators recently forwarded two lists of names to the White House.
The White House has confirmed with us that they have interviewed those names.
Murkowski stuck with the vetting process Alaska senators have used at least since her father was in Congress. It features a bar poll asking Alaska attorneys and judges to rate each applicant's qualifications. Sullivan appointed his own committee to screen applicants in a private process. He didn't respond to an interview request this week, but said at the state capitol this spring that his selection committee is better.
One bar poll is not a reflective of what's out there, in my view, and I feel very strongly about that.
Both senators have disavowed former federal judge Joshua Kindred, who resigned last year amid a sex scandal. Trump nominated Kindred in 2019 to praise from both Alaska senators, even though Kindred finished at nearly the bottom of the bar poll. Murkowski said that Trump insisted on a young nominee. Sullivan said Kindred wasn't his first choice either. Still, Murkowski says she and Sullivan managed to find some common ground on a new batch of nominees, though she stressed that she and Sullivan did not compromise on their methods.
He sent names from his process. I sent names from my process. There is overlap in that, but again, we both had our respective processes in terms of how we interviewed, how we vetted, and how we advanced.
Murkowski says she hopes the White House will be done with its vetting process so that President Trump can announce nominees when Congress returns after the August recess. Reporting from Washington, I'm Liz Ruskin.
And a quick look at weather today. It is overcast and 65 degrees. Tonight, there's a chance of rain and a low of 55. Tomorrow, rain is likely with a high of 65. Saturday, partly sunny with a high of 66. You're listening to KTOO. Thank you so much for tuning in.